Welcome to Illumination by Modern Campus, the leading podcast focused on transformation and change in the higher education space. On today's episode, we speak with Josh Callahan, who is Chief Information Security Officer in the Office of the Chancellor at California State University. Josh and podcast host Ahmed Alawalia discuss the complex and decentralized nature of IT systems in higher ed and the role of the CIO in reshaping institutional strategy to put technology solutions at the forefront.
Josh Callahan, welcome to the Illumination Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to be chatting with you. And obviously, you know, you well know, the reason we're chatting today is to talk about this concept of the digital jungle. It's a topic you brought up in a session that you hosted at EDUCAUSE, the national conference in 2023. You hosted, it was a few weeks ago from where we're recording now. I'm curious, could you just give us a little bit of an insight into what the digital jungle is for higher ed IT leaders?
It's a concept that my boss, Ed Clark, who's CIO of the California State University System, talks about a lot. And in contrast to where we want to be, which is a digital garden. And really, this idea of a jungle is where we are now. After, you know, a decade ago, we were really looking at quantifying and managing risks in terms of like, what's our technical debt? What's, you know, these systems that we're running mostly on campus, just starting to get out into cloud hosted situations. And, you know, how do we quantify, you know, those aging and, you know, how much, you know, skill and expertise we need to be able to allocate across these different architectures. And so we, you know, in a lot of cases really started to move into more of a cloud environment and more software as a service, platform as a service, and these different models. And we've done that in a really, you know, distributed, decentralized way in a lot of cases. And, you know, that's been great in terms of meeting a lot of people's needs and, you know, providing a lot of different ways to go about doing things. But the downside of that is you kind of have this explosion, particularly, you know, accelerated through the pandemic when we all really rapidly moved a lot of services online, where now there's just so many different ways to do things, you know, even under one organizational structure and a lot of times distributed, you know, across a large system like ours, that you really have what is a jungle that just gets challenging just to enumerate, much less manage and maintain and secure. And so, you know, from a risk management standpoint, where I spent a lot of time with this vendor risk management concept, you know, it's really challenging just because you've got so many different, you know, vendors that you're having to build relationships with, maintain contract language with, do security assessments on. It's a lot.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the part of the, I guess, the explosion of the digital jungle came as more and more systems started to be cloud hosted, as we start to shift more towards like SaaS-based environments. What are, from an institutional perspective, what are some of the benefits of working with more cloud hosted or SaaS-based products as opposed to products that are hosted on-premise?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the reason that we've all moved at least partway into the cloud is, you know, there's an economy of scale there that you're never going to be able to match as, you know, a small institution. There's, you know, the arguments on that side are really strong. That's, you know, you can have one company just really do a thing well.
Right.
And, you know, that makes a lot of sense. It's really difficult to argue with. It's just, you know, when you add a lot of that up,
it's interesting, right? Because it's almost like, great, we found a way to do best of breed really, really well. Oh no, we found a way to do best of breed really, really well.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking, you know, I was heading over and kind of prepping for this, like, you know, this digital jungle analogy and this, you know, contrast with the garden. Like, if you look historically at the Amazon, I mean, there's, you know, evidence there that, you know, the number and percentage of edible plants are, you know, unnaturally concentrated in the Amazon. So it really looks like, you know, there was farming that was going on there that then led to this, what we now think of as, you know, huge jungle. And You know, in a way, like, I think we're always going to have this cyclical process where, you know, as new tools come out to do things, we're going to adopt them and we're going to move fast. And then we're going to have to take a step back and say, whoa, you know, we really didn't think about our risk appetite when we were doing this. And how do we now get this under control and get this more manageable? And then it's going to grow again. And we just, you know, kind of constantly have to be, you know, exercising diligence and having these organizational maturity conversations that I think really kind of, you know, is what all this comes down to.
Absolutely. Well, I am curious, is another point that you made in the session and that you just referenced here was that we really saw this explosion amplify through the pandemic. So how did the pandemic contribute to the expansion of the digital jungle for many higher ed campuses?
Just the speed at which we really had to complete a digital transformation for a lot of, a lot of the business functions on campus, you know, where, you know, you were able to maybe get away with not being able to, service students online for, paying for this service or doing that service. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope, everything's got to be online. So you've got to solve every problem. And, you know, often that came with, well, each of those had its own solution because there was something that popped up that was purpose-built.
Right.
That's going to be quicker to go with than trying to, you know, put limited programming times into adapting an existing solution to meet that particular need.
Absolutely. So speaking to the role of an institutional IT leader, then what role should the CIO, the CISO play in starting to streamline the tech stack of the colleges that they oversee?
I think everybody's doing this in one way or another, but we all need to kind of really double down on just building good processes where people purchase technology through a curated process and they get presented to start with here's the things that we already have. You know, really start the conversation there and try to make it more about what problem am I trying to solve than can you get me this particular package. Like the more it can be about requirements or about needs, about, you know, fulfilling that business case and understanding that business case, the more likely it is that there's going to be something that the institution already has that could do 80, 85, 95% of what you need to do. And that may be workable. So it's good, worth the look at. And then once you get in, then you kind of have this three-legged stool of review where you've got to look at, you know, general, you know, IT supportability. Does this fit in with our architecture? Can we do single sign-on? Can we support this? And then accessibility, you know, are students going to be able to use this and not be hindered by our choice of this technology? And then third is the security piece, where we've got to look at, you know, does this, you know, vendor, have evidence of a solid security posture, and will they agree to the terms and conditions that we need to protect the level of data that's being asked to do here? And I think where this organizational maturity comes in is, you know, a lot of us are different, you know, stages along that path, and a lot of us have been doing that as a one by one. We're going to look at this product and take it through, and we're in that, you know, state again, you know, going back to that jungle analogy where we're stepping back, there's a lot there. So really we've got to be thinking about, you know, adding these things in the context of what's already here and really trying to get to a point where you've got a set of products and services that you can support and complement each other and integrate well with each other, and you can report on and build metrics against. And, you know, we'll get there, but that's definitely the work we need to have to do.
You know, it's interesting as you kind of lay this out, it brings to mind EDUCAUSE's top 10 issues list. And obviously having a CIO having a seat at the table, the tech leader having a seat at the table is a key topic for this year, has been a key topic, honestly, for as long as I remember looking at the list. As you think about the effort of streamlining the tech stack, of simplifying or navigating the digital jungle a little bit, how do those two things start to come together? How does the effort of creating a cohesive tech infrastructure align with the need for the CIO to play a bigger role in defining and piloting aspects of the institutional strategy?
Yeah, I think it's more critical now than ever to have IT and your IT leaders be treated as a strategic partner for the university leadership. I mean, you can't get to where you need to go as an institution without recognizing that at this moment in time, you know, technology is just fundamentally embedded in every business function across a university in a way that it maybe wasn't, you know, 10, 12 years ago. But really now that you just, you know, when you start thinking about business continuity, is there any, you know, area on the campus that can really, you know, step back to just pen and paper solutions for any reasonable amount of time? And I think you find pretty quickly as you start to work through those plans that, no, you're going to have to come up with some alternative process that still involves technology. So if you don't have your IT leadership who really fundamentally understands the promises and limitations of the tech solutions that are out there in the early part of these conversations, helping to shape what you can do with initiatives and how you go about fulfilling those, and you're going to keep kind of painting yourself into corners that you can't get out of easily.
So you mentioned the importance of assessing accessibility as one of the foundations, one of the factors that a tech leader should be considering when they're looking at that streamlining process. And obviously now this presentation that I've referenced 12 times over the course of this conversation was about Educause's Higher Education Community Vendor Assessment Toolkit, or HECVAT. How does the HECVAT help IT leaders make better choices when there are so many systems and so many vendors all occupying similar spaces in the post-secondary tech landscape?
I mean, the thing that I like about the HECVAT that I talk about a lot about that toolkit is really it becomes a fulcrum to push forward a conversation about these issues on the campus. Because, you know, I think every campus has a different scale, different size, different point on their maturity progress. And so they're going to use it in a different way. But what's important is that you do these assessments. You need to do these assessments. And here's a tool that's, you know, not going to build a whole security program for you, but is going to fit into that in a way that makes sense for your organization. And ideally, trigger that conversation that needs to happen. That's not just IT. I mean, if we just do this in the information security office or just in, you know, information technology larger, like, you're not going to be successful. But when you pull in your partners in procurement and in risk management and the, you know, the data stewards who, you know, fundamentally become responsible for the risk level that the institution has, that risk appetite concept that I talk about a lot, that's really where you're going to see the value of having that broader campus conversation. Because really that's what it comes out to, is we're always weighing you know, the risk against the functionality that we need to perform the functions. And if that's done in isolation, you're going to miss things. But if it's a part of a broader conversation, and that's where I think the HECVAT, you know, has value in, okay, here's a standard thing that's going to come in from the different vendors that you're doing partners with. There's some quantification in there, and there's a process built into that that then can fit into your overall procurement and vendor management process.
Absolutely. So to your mind, you know, when a academic side leader wants to start a conversation with IT around a particular need, potentially they have a tool that they really want to use, how do they start that conversation?
I think, you know, opening that conversation with your campus, you know, IT group, that could be you're talking to your CIO. It could be that there's kind of a dedicated liaison that's in your IT for your division, however that works on your campus. But I think the most productive and valuable way to start that off is going to be to stay focused on the requirements. What am I trying to do? What problem am I trying to solve? What functionality do we need to offer to our community that we're serving with this product? And then take the conversation from there. And it may be that you've seen a great demo and the product that you've seen is going to end up being the best fit that's out there. But be open to going through this process and, you know, thinking about how the technology that are available out there could be purpose built, could be a set of existing mixed use type of applications can best meet your requirements.
Well, Josh, I mean, that pretty much does it on our end. And when we get to the end of an Illumination episode, we pivot very, very quickly from being a higher education podcast to being a food podcast, as you well know. So if someone is out to dinner in Humboldt County, California, where do they need to go for dinner?
There's so many good options. I think, you know, one of the best, just with also it's going to, you know, show you just a great part of the county would be Larrapin Restaurant up in Trinidad, California. They've got, you know, some amazing dishes, and they actually make a mustard dill sauce that's available outside this region and markets. That's really good, especially on salmon. So if you can get your hands on Larrapin sauce.
It's been a pleasure. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Yeah, happy to.
This podcast is made possible by a partnership between Modern Campus and The Evolution. The Modern Campus Engagement Platform powers solutions for non-traditional student management, web content management, catalog and curriculum management, student engagement and development, conversational text messaging, career pathways, and campus maps and virtual tours. The result? Innovative institutions can create learner-to-earner life cycle that engages modern learners for life, while providing modern administrators with the tools needed to streamline workflows and drive high efficiency. To learn more and to find out how to modernize your campus, visit moderncampus.com. That's moderncampus.com.